This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Calls for less vitriol at Cal OSHA, climate grants in doubt, and a puny snowpack to start 2024. Agriculture calls for less vitriol at Cal OSHA. Cal OSHA staff have created a hostile relationship with the business community that, according to several commenters at a recent hearing of the agency's governing board, Cal OSHA has been drafting an indoor heat illness standard. Within a day of the comment period closing, staff declared there will be no further amendments to the proposal. Michael Myler, government relations director at the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, that statement was made before reviewing all of the comments. It indicates staff are not taking the comments seriously, added California Farm Bureau Labor Affairs Director Brian Little. Staff have also said such regulations are too lengthy and complex to review line by line with stakeholders. This is about legitimate concerns not being reviewed or considered, and no expectation, or rather, no explanation of why, said Myler. Cal OSHA staff further claimed the process for advisory committees is broken because nearly all attendees are employers. Myler countered that workers and labor unions are, quote, very much involved in the process, and argued that such sentiment has led many organizations to believe Cal OSHA makes no attempt to collaborate with industry to improve rulemaking. Helen Cleary, director of the FLIMAR Regulatory Roundtable, left the meeting feeling, quote, frustrated, disappointed, angry, and truly disheartened. I have never in my career felt such a lack of trust or disregard, said Cleary. Why do I spend hours drafting written comments that nobody seems to read? She was frustrated. Stakeholders have just 2 minutes to comment at meetings, and staff often reprimand commenters for speaking too quickly for the board's translator. Uncertainty ahead for climate grants. Before wrapping up 2023, CDFA doled out more than $24 million in grants for enteric methane research and dairy digesters. Yet the Department of Finance has ordered a spending freeze across agencies for any uncommitted money. Dairy Cares Executive Director Michael Baccadoro told AgriPulse CDFA was lucky to get some money out the door in the short term, but he worried about the turbulent budget cycles ahead as the state reins in a $68 billion deficit. Keep in mind, Governor Newsom will release his initial budget proposal next week, marking the first step in a likely contentious round of budget negotiations with the legislature. You can read about the changes ahead for low-carbon fuel standard in the AgriPulse West newsletter. It's hitting inboxes later this morning. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California starts a new water year with a paltry snowpack. The Department of Water Resources held its first snow survey of the season yesterday and announced the snowpack is just 25% of average for this time of year. By comparison, it reported 185% of average a year ago as winter storms delivered one of the largest snowpacks on record. Sean DeGuzman, who manages the snow surveys, noted that recent storms have brought a small boost to the snowpack and warned that it is still too early to say what kind of water year we'll have. After torrential flooding last year, emergency officials are now stocking up on more supplies, knowing the weather could swing wildly in the opposite direction. Pork law in effect in California, while lawsuit continues in Massachusetts. Proposition 12, the California law that prohibits the sale of whole pork in the state that comes from the offspring of sows raised in gestation crates, is ready to be implemented. After delays due to court challenges and the need to wait for a ruling from the Supreme Court, Prop 12 is now law. The state has registered more than 1,250 producers and distributors to sell Prop 12 compliant eggs and pork. Meanwhile, in Massachusetts, pork processors are challenging a similar law approved by voters. A major difference is the Massachusetts law, known as Question 3, does not allow transshipment of pork that does not meet the cage-free requirement. Massachusetts recently filed a brief opposing the company's efforts to stop the law. USDA sets January loan interest rates. January interest rates for Agriculture Department loan programs announced by the agency yesterday line up closely with those set in December. According to a USDA press release, direct farm operating loan interest rates were at 5.625% in January. That's a slight decrease from 5.75% in December. Rates for direct down payment and joint financing farm ownership loans and amount of actual loss emergency loans remain the same. Market prices, a rising concern for farmers. Ag input costs continue to be a significant cause for concern among farmers, but they're increasingly worried about falling commodity prices as well. Some 26% of farmers surveyed in December for the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer said the risk of falling crop and livestock prices was a major concern. That's up from 16% last January. Some 24% of the surveyed farmers also said in December that rising interest rates were a big concern. As for input costs, 31% of the survey respondents said those were a major concern, down from 42% 1 year ago. By the way, farm policy is a significant concern of just 4% of the farmers who were surveyed last month. Well, here's today's He Said It. It's not too late to change course. That Carl Gardino, Vice President of Government Affairs at the telecommunications company Tirana Wireless, in an op-ed for Cal Matters, urging the Public Utilities Commission to consider wireless technology in expanding broadband. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 3rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.